Blog Talk Radio.
Well,
right. Anyway, it's a beautiful day outside. The sun is shining. Everything is going well. I don't know if it flashes or not. Flashes. I'm a flash. I had to put it out here that we're going to be the flash. We got the finals going on. We got the Cubs still rolling. We got the Blackhawks winning. We got Brittany Griner. Things going on with her.
28 days later.
We got the Belmont thing going on. I don't know if you guys are into sports racing. You into sports racing?
Nope.
Sports racing?
I don't race.
Sports racing. Not sports racing. Sports racing.
I know of it. I don't follow it.
So the Belmont is going on.
I know what that is.
You know what that is? All right, we got the Triple Crown going on. We have a horse named American Pharoah.
Don't be
seeking a pecan. That's what I was about to exactly. American Pharoah is seeking to become the first Triple Crown winner since Affirmed won it in 1979.
Who was the last horse, like 2 years ago or so, that was trying to win a Triple Crown?
Thunder Gulch. That was last year.
What was the year before that?
Thunder Gulch was the last Derby winner in 1995, though.
It was a horse that was just fried like about 2 years ago. They was going for the Triple Crown, but lost the last race. I can't remember who it was.
Well, I'm definitely not going to remember that. I'm not in the horse race. I'm only talking about this right now because this is something that's really important for us right now. And I thought it was interesting. You ever bet on horses?
Nope. John, dude.
I used to bet on horses, but I never knew. I used to go to the off-track betting thing.
That's where you go out on the first place for the race.
Yeah. Yeah, used to do that. And then never knew anything about the horses, anything about betting.
Betting on their name.
Developed a formula. Noticed that certain jockeys was winning. So whenever that jockey was in the race, we would bet on that jockey. Did all right with that formula. Then I got a story that I was in New York and I was betting with my mom and I picked the perfect trifecta. If you don't know what a trifecta is, everybody, that's when you pick the horses, 1, 2, 3, first, second, third. And you pick them by, you know, they all got numbers. So I picked the perfect trifecta, but the person who took the bet got the bet wrong. Lost. Enraged. Pretty upset. Ronald is looking like, you halfway in.
I'm
not,
I'm listening.
All right. But anyway, that's enough for the Belmont. We got the WNBA Griner files for an annulment after 28 days of marriage to, I didn't know this, Tulsa shock forward Gloria Johnson, who was apparently pregnant.
Yeah, and out for the year.
And out for the year.
Messed up.
You
out for the year, get pregnant.
Well, see, before messed up,
no. NFL ain't nothing like that. You might miss the game because you had the baby that day. Don't throw it out me. That's because, just loving it, biologically.
All right, no, that ain't the bad part. The bad part is she married to this chick, and the chick is a chick.
Wait.
The chick is pregnant.
Worse. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you caught that part.
I just caught that.
Right, she married to the chick. Yeah, the chick cheated, I guess, and that.
What?
That
even she know girls be your lover.
Hey.
How you gonna be
right, she's a lesbian.
They
got pregnant. That's like the ultimate disgrace, I think, in that community. So Brittany Griner like, what? Oh, you didn't cheat on me with
she might go back like a dude.
Yeah, apparently so.
About Brittany Griner, like.
All right. Did you kick it with her?
Go with her?
You kick it with Brittany Griner?
Kick it with her, yes. Go with her, no.
You wouldn't go with Brittany Griner? If she go back to the dude, if she go with him?
What? What's the
deal? Five.
It's six.
Yeah, she's gone. Yeah. You want to kick it with Brittany Griner?
I wouldn't go with her. I hang with her.
I wouldn't go with her either. I was just asking you. Yeah, pretty much. Are you really checked?
Everything's in there.
Oh, Hey, but you know what? No, the good thing is you can say that. Because the show.
Oh, you like that?
That's the show.
Bigger, more like
The show has been upgraded to an R rating. So any slippages that come out could be tolerated.
I could not hold that back.
You couldn't hold that back.
Last week,
Yeah,
we went off of
Chris's page. Yeah, he did. We had to change this up a little bit because apparently
it wasn't just me.
By this, but by this being reality radio, it's only fitting to make this an R-rated show. So any callers that call in 347-838-8449, you no longer have to hold back.
Feel free to curse.
Feel free to be real because this is reality radio. This is not Sports Center. This is not Fox. This is not any other network, This is not First Take. This is not any of that. This is Sports Reality Radio on Blog Talk Radio. So I want to send a couple of Sports Reality checks out to a few people. Jeff, a speculation, Sports on Blog Talk. My man, thanks for calling in. Marquise, one of the homies from West Hoffa Boys. He listens. He knew about the bubble bath. The baby shampoo we were talking about last week.
Right.
He knew about that. So we know he listens. Shout out to our Sports Reality check to anybody else that listens. Let's see. LeBron scored 44 points.
In a losing effort. Got him! Steph Curry hit him with a back face, shot face, beat the shot.
Kyrie going bad with a broken kneecap. Your thoughts? Do they have a chance?
No.
Even with the league involved possibly or the refs involved possibly, you think it's still over?
Yeah, they'll made Steph Curry into a star. He an all-star. He's not a superstar.
What?
They made him into a star. He's a superstar. Kyrie Irving is definitely better than him.
Who?
Kyrie Irving is definitely better than him.
How?
He had like 550-point games this year. What?
He ain't better than Steph Curry.
Steph Curry
don't have to score 50 points.
He handles the way better than Steph Curry.
Yep, they don't have to try for it.
But Shaq ain't nowhere near Stephen Curry.
No.
Nowhere. I didn't say Kevin Irving does that with jumper.
Kevin Irving can finish.
Kevin Curry can finish.
What?
So if somebody bumps him, it's over with. So if somebody come out on the perimeter, it's over with. Definitely. Hit your face. Shot dead out. We call him.
Kevin Irving won a three-point contest.
That was this year.
2 years ago.
Did Curry win a three-point contest?
Right.
Have you ever won a three-point contest?
All right.
1,000 years ago. 2 years ago.
He cannot beat Stephen Curry in a three-point shootout. Ain't no way.
He can't beat Kyrie Irving in one-on-one.
Call me in if you want to see a one-on-one between Stephen Curry and
Kyrie Irving.
Oh, he can't play, can
he? No, he can't.
Dang.
Well, you can't see that. But you can call in anyway. 3-7-8-3-8-8-4-4-5.
Not on him because he goes to bench.
Home teams that won game one 76% of the time. They 40-11.
Jerry White, Doc Legend and them.
This is not without injury.
They're upset because the Bulls game going to take their first time.
Wait, say it here?
Doc Legend say he's mad. The team, the whole organization is mad because they gave Golden State their first championship. Meaning like the Bulls are going to win.
If they would have beat
Cleveland, they
would have went to the final. The Bulls would have got obliterated by Golden State. Looking forward, going back and looking at this now?
I doubt it.
Nah.
I doubt it.
If they were playing right, they would have lost.
We only lost because Al Gasol missed
in
2 games that we beat.
That's not why we only lost. We lost because Rose and Butler got beat.
You don't know that.
It is true.
How do you know?
It ain't been denied, and everybody keep reporting.
It haven't been confirmed.
They're not going to confirm it. That's an organizational thing. You keep
rumor.
That. You keep that. They're the rumor. I don't know if I should say that.
Exactly.
In my opinion, In my opinion, they got beat. In my humble opinion.
Humble,
by the way. James scored 44 points. That's the fourth time in the last 45 years versus the MVP, a person that scored that many points. I think that's an irrelevant stat. I just jotted that down.
No, they just
want
to give LeBron some
stuff. I think I just did that, too. But, you know, maybe somebody didn't know nothing about that. San Antonio lost to the Mercury 71-76. They got the rings last night. Of course, Brittany Griner is suspended, not because her girl got pregnant, but because I think she was involved in an altercation at a bar or something. She got into it with somebody. That's a lot for Brittany Griner to be going through so early in her career. She started to look like some NFL stuff.
Yeah.
That's my observation, though.
She is a star.
Do talk. People.
It's messed up. He is going through a lot.
She's about to be the focus of it, the best at the WNBA.
That's weird.
Yeah, when I started and thought about it, yeah, that is kind of weird. And a girl said she was blindsided by the whole annulment thing.
How? You're pregnant.
Yeah, I don't understand that either. Where did you think this was going to happen? Right?
Did you think
that she was going to stay out of school?
Or we started liking boys again.
Who did Griner beat up? Was it her or was it the person that got her pregnant? Did she beat the dude up?
No, she beat up old girls.
I didn't see her beat the dude up.
About, who gets locked up with a domestic?
Oh, yeah, she beat the girl up.
You can't be a domestic with girl on girl. It's just a fight. Battery. Should be.
Well, she's the new poster. She's the poster woman of the WNBA for domestic abuse. We got that girl. That's probably going to be talked about all WNBA season long. Yeah. Angels going to some baseball. Angels beat the Yanks 7-3. Trout and Pujols went 0-7. A-Rod, another week, sets another record. He went 4-5 with a double at an RBI. He is now at 1,997 RBIs, just passed Bobby Bonds, the second. Cubs lost 5-7 to the Nationals. Rizzo went 2-4, two home runs. He now has 11. He had 3 RBIs, was not enough. And Chris Bryan is talking about getting it to the home run test.
That's huge. What about the fan that got hit with the bat?
Oh!
That was huge.
Yeah, I hope she's all right. She had life-threatening injury.
They're going to start playing nets up.
That's going to take away from
the fan.
That's going to take away from the fan.
They got to.
It's a bet, man.
Let the bat go.
It broke. It broke.
I know, but I'm saying, like.
The top of it's going to go.
Yeah, right.
Right.
I'm talking about, like, that be happening, and they be kind of letting go of the bat.
Sometimes they let go of the bat, yeah. Okay, but in that case, yeah, that's on the player. But when you hit the ball in the bat, boy, that's the company. That's the company. I think somebody got to get, somebody about to get sued.
Oh, they definitely said, that company.
Major League Baseball might get sued. The bat company might get sued. The player might get sued. Because the players buy their own bat.
Yeah, they got specific bats they use.
Yeah, that they like. So, yeah. Clocked her right in the head, man. So, yeah, I hope she's okay.
Those court bats, they don't split through it.
It depends on where you hit. They
don't
split.
The
cork down the middle. Makes it a little harder.
And that's what they almost need.
Yeah, but then more balls going to fly out. And then the ball going to come harder to the player. The pitcher, player. Pitcher, mainly. Pitcher, you shoot the pitcher. Then, yeah. That's a very dangerous position.
What about the Cubs with the walk-off home run and the bases cleared? Because
Fowler.
shushing him.
Yeah, he was shushing the fence.
They was looking like, what?
Yeah, he can't do that. Yeah.
Maybe baseball players be ready for a fight. What did he just do?
Yeah, it's like hockey. Yeah, they almost ready for a fight. In any fight, the bench is gonna clear.
Anything,
the bench is gonna clear.
Hey, why that manager going out there so much?
What's up?
Hey, let's go out there.
Like, should we leave? Like, what if you're a rookie? Imagine being a rookie. Yeah. So you just sitting there on the bench.
First five people that go, you gotta go.
Yeah, no, you don't know when to go.
When you see five,
so you kind of like you kind of sitting there on edge,
is
like,
is this a
is this where we go? No, chill, bro. Okay, I'm just saying, right. Well, he's playing in the field, man. We go? Nah, you don't go yet. Nah, I'll let you know when we go. You be the last one out. Then you know. Then you're supposed to go. I think that would be fun, though. The Giants beat the Phillies 5-4. Lincecum, 6 innings pitch.
I like him.
Gave up 5 hits. I don't know. 5 earned runs. He is now 6-3. Yeah. Are the Giants a franchise? They've won.
They're like a dynasty,
yeah. They've won like 2 or 3 World Series.
Yeah, but not like back-to-back.
No, but they there.
Barry Bonds, and the Mystical was like the first one, like his second year.
I think he won his first year. Cy Young won. When he won the Cy Young Award.
And then he cut his head. He was just a
close. And then he cut his head, and they caught on to him.
Tampa Bay won. The Cardinals won. White, didn't they?
No, the Giants beat the Cardinals. The Giants was knocking the Cardinals out of the NLS.
The Cardinals haven't won. I do believe. Didn't the Cardinals win? They won like 3 years ago.
Who was it? Was Albert Pujols still there? They won after Albert Pujols, I think.
That,
I think
like
they won.
3 years ago. Because Albert Pujols went to what? Red?
No. Albert Pujols plays for the.
He went for the Angels. He
played for the Angels.
Right.
Yeah. Him and Trout just went 0-7.
Mike Trout is a beast.
Yeah. He is. I like to have him with the Cubs. Probably not going to get it, though. But if we don't get somebody, we're going to trade Castro.
No,
probably not.
He's a LeBron of baseball. What? Like 23. Man. 40 home runs, stealing bases, world catches in the outfield. Like,
yeah.
Has a gun for an arm and just play another 20 years.
Yeah.
At his young age.
Yeah, that's why he's still building
and
players.
Like 6'3", 6'4", 220.
Speaking of that, they compared the Tampa Bay Lightning tallest guys to, I don't know why they chose the Cavaliers. I guess because they got some height. To the Cavaliers starting lineup. Dwarfing them.
Baseball be tall. Players be big.
No, I'm talking about the Lightning. The hockey team.
They all
6'7", 6'9".
Remember Harvey Bullen for the Blackhawks?
Harvey who?
Harvey Bullen. That was his name.
Bowling?
Harvey Bowling. That's his whole last name.
Yeah.
He was like 6'7".
Yeah.
They was like the Hulk. You didn't want to. And he was going to be like in front of the net, like a defenseman.
Yeah.
Don't want him to check.
That's the thing, man. I was listening to it. I don't know that much about hockey. I ain't even going to pretend to. They were saying that hockey players, the teams are starting to get taller players now because they can block better. You know, so almost like football. The tight ends are like 6. They're about to be 6'11 in a minute. We're going to have 6'11 receivers and 6'11 tight ends. And the corner is still going to be 5'10. At 5'11", which makes no sense to me. The Orioles are 5, the Indians 2, the Padres 6, the Reds 2. I hate the Reds. The Oxes, the White Ox, they won against the Tigers. Tigers on an 8-game losing streak, first time since 2005. Yes, that's right. 8-game losing streak, the first time since 2005 is kind of big to me. Out of all the games they play in baseball,
they got so many games. You wouldn't even think an 8-game losing streak would be as bad as
you
got
146
games left.
But an 8-game losing streak kill you. You can never recover. It's even wild that's the first time since 2005. Garcia, that's the one. Yeah, Garcia had a walk-off, bases loaded, hit by a pitch. Bases loaded and you get hit by a pitch. I don't know if I want to celebrate that.
I mean, you got to get
up to bat.
A run batted in.
Yeah, you're getting a run batted in.
Well,
a run in batted by it was. Yeah, I don't think I want to.
I mean,
is that strategy though? Is that strategy?
Definitely.
You think the medicine called that? The keeper called that? Go up there and get hit. If it comes in close, take it.
I'm pretty sure that's not the first thing
that's happened. Yeah, that's strategy. That's the thing that people don't know about baseball, but that's a little piece of strategy. That's like. Would you tell a little league kid to get hit? A minor league kid? TV
yeah,
league kid? Bases loaded. We have a championship game.
What's the leg? You got a problem with that? Sweep the leg.
Nah, you don't tell a little kid to get hit. You think it, though. Like, damn, you know what? We can win this game if Shorty get hit. Walk this run in. But, you can't do that. But John Madden, I mean, not John Madden.
Joe Madden
for the Cubs said that the move Fowler did was a punk move. Gotta leave that stuff alone. Don't do that no more. If you want to clear the bases, get hit by a pitch when the bases are loaded. Rangers 4, Royals nothing, Mets 2, D-backs 7, Cards 2, Dodgers 1. Like I said, I hope that lady would be
a little side note. It was an invasion of skunks in the Cardinals dugout.
Yeah, where'd it come from?
I don't know. Would you be scared?
No.
You could have just sprayed, and that don't come off.
Oh, yeah.
If you get sprayed by a skunk in the first inning.
But you got to go. You can't play the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have an advantage. That's an advantage.
How?
Don't nobody want to sit back at you, can't stand right there.
Yeah.
Nah, you got to handle it.
If you ever smell the stuff.
Yeah.
And you probably smell like I have, just on the express window.
Or something like that, yeah. Right, yeah.
That made it spray on your chest like,
nah.
It batter up like,
That's cool, though. That's the advantage. If you batter, because the catcher like, God
damn.
Oh. And you standing there like, what? Well, we gotta play the game. I can't shout. Well, you gotta hold your own.
You gotta hold your own. You come in with that.
Right before the catcher, you know, catches we in to do that too. Hey, we're gonna take a short break. We're gonna come back with probably some NFL stuff so we can get Ronald in the game.
Back in the game.
One of the Flash Brothers. Be back. Sports Reality Radio, Blog Talk Radio, call in 347-838-449 when we come back. Yo, we back. Sports Reality Radio on Blog Talk Radio. I am the host, Curtis True Townsend, / Bears, / Cubs, / Golden State, /
Hey, you just put that in.
/ Seattle, / Hulk, / / meaning I'm not going to kill you. You know, that's not a horror movie. I wanted to make that point clear. We're not going to kill you, although we are the / brothers. /emperor. /emperor.
Yeah, he was /emperor. That was a lot of slash.
All right. We got a plug. We're about to lose some power. Shout out, Sports Reality Check, to Serena Williams. And her 20th major title overall, trying to get her 20th major title.
Third
French Open.
Right.
She faces the number 13 seeded Lucy Sarabova. Lucy Sarabova.
Is she better than
Czech Republic? Her sister, yeah.
No. Kind of now.
Her sister out.
Yeah, but she was a little older. She used to dominate it early in her career. Like, she couldn't beat us for this year. And they was winning on both sides,
yeah,
and facing each other all the time, like, at the end almost. What's old girl name who used to play tennis that had the glasses way back in the day? Like, the female tennis player.
Man, I can't remember my name either.
Better than her. But I think her
sister,
she's like, a
lot. Yeah, but the Williams sisters, man, they came in with that strong serve.
That's black.
Yeah.
That ability.
Yeah, ability came in.
For, like, they be powering and other females.
Yeah.
Like,
not no more.
Yeah.
Because they got older.
Nah.
And other people. No, and
the power of Serena on that serve.
Yeah, you do, because I think they changed their
ball coming 190. Like, I'm not even standing in front of that. Like, who is that girl over there that looks like she's 6'4"? Like,
hey, well,
arms like mine.
I like that. Jameis Winston is now.
Look at Wake Up over there.
We got a runner back. Jameis Winston is playing with the second team. Anything to worry about?
No, they're just doing that because they don't want to give him the. He's going to start.
You're just checking out Mike Glennon. They just want to see what Mike Glennon's got.
Probably
for three. So nothing to worry about here. Nothing to see. This is how he's going to work with him.
Big fat receiver. I bet he's gonna work with a rookie quarterback so he can get all the catches.
That's what he's focused on.
He's
definitely
not gonna get a
catch.
Not
passing
to
Vincent Jackson. Evans was kind of keeping it short,
because
but they asked
him. Vincent Jackson on it. I was like, Alshon Jeffrey, but you got Brandon Marshall, but you gonna say Alshon Jeffrey better? Like, no.
No.
He's only getting all this.
Vincent Jackson is a better.
Looking at Brandon Marshall.
Yeah.
You don't want no 6'5", Vincent Jackson who got speed, beat you down the sidelines. You're going to roll covers to him. You're going to say, like, he had a rookie type, but he ain't going to kill us until he started, like, still gang, like, Buddy still been catching. And he's good. We got to see this shit.
For who? Mike Evans?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, that's what I see here.
And who was that quarterback?
Where?
That was they last year.
Mike Glennon.
Oh,
boy. Oh.
It was Dr. McCown.
Mike Glennon. Mike Glennon and Josh McCown.
Yeah, and they only won two games, so he
didn't really
have much of a factor.
Yeah, they didn't really do anything. Johnny Manziel, should he have thrown that bottle?
You say dude was mad. He was mad at dude or something. He threw it down like a football.
Yeah. He didn't throw it at him.
I don't think so.
Now, if you got an entourage, should your entourage step in those matters? Because they know if you step in, you're going to be in trouble. Right, you're in trouble.
I think,
but if your entourage steps in and
signed something, it was at a pool party or something.
It was at some kind of Memorial Day party, I think. Something like that.
He wanted them to sign something. He was like, no. Nah. Like, he threw something out. Like,
I think he was heckling them.
Yeah.
It was something, man. He kept asking for something. And after he threw it, the fan replied, "Good throw, Charlie." Still heckled him.
He just needs
it. He can't. Like, how you, like, I ain't trying to sit down. Like, what you want me to do? Stay in the house? I got to stay in the house. I can't go nowhere.
Oh, you can just quit your job and be cool at the crib and go out there and kick it all for you. Whichever one you want. You can either be a sparring kicker later, or you can be a spar at home and never fulfill your dream. It's on your phone. You want to say this, just stay in the house? Don't. Go to every party. I bet you LeBron and they won't hang with you no more when you're working at Old Country Buffet.
I'm not saying stay in the house and don't go to no party. I'm saying, like, you just can't stay in the house. Like, your whole...
With him, he needs to stay out of the limelight.
I think he was just
asking... barbecue at your crib.
That's even going to go bad.
Hey, it's at your house.
Somebody going to hop over the fence.
Sure.
But it ain't going to... Nah, they're going to hit him with a bottle.
He needs to be conscious of his... Is that his reputation? It's more of a, like...
It's not to be his reputation.
The spotlight and honor.
It's about to be his reputation.
Can't just keep saying, like, he's regular. And, you know what I'm saying? Like,
he know he's not regular. That's why he go out there and do all that kind of stuff.
He doesn't know if they waiting on him to do something. Like,
he knows. That's why he went to rehab. Call in 347-838-8449. Sports reality check to Cam Newton, $22.5 million, 7.5 roster bonus.
You know how much he's gonna make this year?
$31 million.
He is paid,
y'all. Yeah, I think it was the right move for one reason only. Who else you gonna get? And that's starting to be the thing around the league where they pay these quarterbacks, like Jay Cutler included. Who else you gonna get? Gotta pay him.
That's your approval to him that you're.
That's not my approval to Jay Cutler.
That's the organization step of approval to the quarterback. Like, we're entrusting with it. Like, you're offering that quarterback. And the player will be like, well, show me then. That means they got faith in you.
Right.
That's also a death certificate for the team if it doesn't work out. There's no way you're going to be able to move that contract.
Nah, you can't. 2011, he had 4,051 yards, 60% completions, 21 touchdowns, 17 interceptions, 706 rushing yards, 14 touchdowns. That's his first year. His second year, 3,000. His first year, he had 14 rushing touchdowns, 21 passing touchdowns, 17 interceptions with 706 rushing yards.
No. He's never had 70 touchdowns his first year. That's 35 touchdowns. Now, he might have had, I don't know, I got to look that up.
It's right here.
Really?
What you think I'm going off of? I'm not a stat computer.
Whoa.
Did you miss 2011 season, your first time in the league?
I do remember because he came out and played. Somebody had like 450 yards passing, like, then played the Bears the next game and had another 400 and something. Like, no player has ever came into the league and had that many yards in two games. He almost had 1,000 in two games.
2012.
Big Manning stuff.
3,869 yards, 57 completions, finished 19 touchdowns and 12 interceptions. He had an interception problem. He had 741 rushing yards that year, but he only had 8 touchdowns. He only had 8 touchdowns that year.
That's huge.
So Hughes was 14. He threw 19.
That's the circle.
Yeah.
14 rushing touchdowns from your quarterback. That's to say you don't have D'Angelo Williams and you get
D'Angelo Williams. So yeah, D'Angelo Williams was hurt, declining. And so was Johnson Stewart.
Wasn't this like his eighth year? Ninth
year. D'Angelo Williams was declining in 2012 and 2013.
No, yeah. Okay.
Where he had that? Where's D'Angelo Williams?
They just released him like last year or this year.
Yards, 58 completion percentage.
That's okay.
Only 18 touchdowns, 12 interceptions, only 539 yards, 5 touchdowns. He's declined it, but he's
hurt. That was like 13-3
last year, wasn't it? Cool.
Yeah,
so 11-5
or something.
They
won the division twice in a row, and that never happens then.
His division was terrible. They sucked. Everybody in their division sucked this year.
Hey, here's his career.
Matt Ryan,
$24.75 billion.
Yeah, Matt Ryan sucks.
Matt Ryan, listen, Matt Ryan is a
circus
man. We got one of your guys here who's a Vikings fan. You know, be nice to hear from you. Anthony Davis becomes the fourth member of the 49ers to retire this season. They in trouble or what? Anthony Davis.
They probably
don't
win
the game.
Why?
Hey, no, he retired.
Oh.
He's the fourth member.
I was thinking basketball.
No, he did.
Really like tattoos. Really gonna literally like braids. You're gonna have to start dressing different. Well, I'm not really honoring that because I'm called Watts. Wait till your career's over. I'm gonna show you how much we remember that you was like, no, you ain't performing the best. What ended up, I'm gonna say Iverson, at least the top 25 best players of all time. To me,
definitely. I agree.
Can't get a job with the NBA, bro, after his career. You can't find him nothing. Iverson ain't got nothing to say to nobody. Even if it's a mentorship, like, don't be like, what to go through from a real, like, when he wasn't corporate dude, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this one, he can go around telling people about anything.
But he can do that on his own. He does that on his own anyway.
It's going to be charity work.
It's charity work.
You don't want to attack.
Right.
He one of the best players in the NBA. They trying to erase you.
Does the 76ers make him a part of the organization?
Definitely.
I agree.
Like, ain't nobody in there if Jordan, Pippen. Look at our whole team now. Asking our manager. You know what I'm saying? Gar Foreman, like, Pippen ambassador. We keep B.J. Armstrong, Derrick Rose, agents, like, we got old school.
I didn't know Gar Foreman was an assistant at Iowa State
all them teams, Dallas, Spurs, Portland got
the Bulls. Those veterans. Noah.
8 years. 9 years.
He's 30 years.
Yeah. Veteran.
Rose, 26.
Good.